Welcome to Leaked, a program about food issues and questions around the community. Join Barry as he chews up the facts and spills the beans on what's happening in the secret life of food.
Hi everyone, welcome back to Leaked. My name is Barry and today we're talking about breakfast. I don't know if you guys eat breakfast or I don't know, just like some people do skip it. I know that a lot of my friends tend to actually not eat breakfast because they tend to sleep really late and then wake up a bit later than they should do. And yeah, well, I personally do. What did I have today? So today I had two fried eggs and also on toast and some cheese. I don't know if that's really the healthiest breakfast, but apparently breakfast is the most important meal of the day. I'm pretty sure you know some people that's just like, they must have breakfast. So such as like my parents, if they don't have breakfast, they get really moody. Everyone have different breakfast traditions. My dad, he has like four slices of toast every day. That seems a bit bland with no spreads or anything, no butter, no jam, and no peanut butter. Where my mum prefers something more like something much more wholesome, I guess, like something more filling. She sometimes have noodles or like some leftovers. I personally think that like having like leftovers, like dinner for breakfast is a bit too much. And then like a few days ago, I was talking to my friend and she would just love leftover pizzas. Because leftover pizzas is kind of like this like really nice breakfast. But I know, it's just like, it's kind of like the meal that everyone discusses, even though it's kind of like everyone doesn't really care. They say that breakfast is the most important meal of the day. But I find it like how odd how we kind of just buy cereal or buy like instant oats or like buying, basically go out for breakfast and we tend to don't really make it at home. And it's even more odd is that we could eat breakfast, the same type of breakfast for like 20 or 30 years, and we won't really moan and groan about it. But if we eat like the same lunch or the same dinner, we do get bored and then we complain. So yeah, it's like breakfast is kind of like an interesting thing. So that's why I decided to talk about it, because it seems like a thing that everyone does. So it's just like, of course you would kind of like have some insights into it as well. So, it's like, according to the World Health Organization, it is kind of like the most important thing, the most important meal of the day, because it kind of helps to have nutrition in our body. It's kind of, basically, it's just like getting our vitamins, fibers, and all these different types of food groups into our body. And according to some research, it kind of like people that eat breakfast are tend to be much more healthier than the people that don't. And it seems like I don't really know really. So this is what the report said. It said that lifelong breakfast eaters tend to have lower cholesterol. They tend to have lower bad cholesterol, which is LDL, and they tend to have lower risk of diabetes. And it also says that it improves bone health and also increase physical energy. Probably that's true. I'm not too sure. And apparently there is a link between having breakfast and also for students, having better grades, good memory, school attendance, and also psychosocial function, and also increases mood. Well, I'm pretty sure it does. I mean, like, I remember like, a few weeks ago, I was talking about advocating having, like, breakfast at schools where some lower socioeconomic areas should actually, like, think of having breakfast at school so the students can be more focused and can have more, basically just have more energy during school time. And also, apparently, there's some research that said that apparently it's people that eat breakfast tend to have a healthy body weight, but of course we don't really know. To every study, there might be, I don't know, just like I eat breakfast and I don't think I have a healthy body weight. And it also goes on. People that eat breakfast are more successful at losing weight and also maintaining weight loss. I don't know. And apparently it's just like if you have breakfast, you tend to snack less, tend to eat less sugary food and also oily food. I guess so. I don't know. It's just like, we'll have a little think about this. I'll play you this short song and I'll be back about breakfast again. I'll do what it takes.
gone too fast to prepare for this. Tripping in the world could be dangerous. Everybody circling as vultures. Negative, nepotist. Everybody waiting for the fall of man. Everybody praying for the end of times. Everybody hoping they could be the one. I was born to run, I was born for this. Whip, whip, run me like a race horse. Pull me like a ripcord. Break me down and build me up. I wanna be the slip, slip. Word up on your lip, lip. Rather than you rip, rip. Break me down and build me up. Whatever it takes. I love the adrenaline in my veins. I do whatever it takes. Cause I love how it feels when I break the chains. Whatever it takes. Yeah, take me to the top. I'm ready for whatever it takes. Do what it takes. What it takes. Being typical, looking at my body feeling miserable, always hanging on to the visual, I wanna be invisible, looking at my ears like I'm out of dumb, everybody needs to be a part of them, never be enough, I'm the prodigal son, I was born to run, I was born for this, whip, whip, run me like a race horse, pull me like a ripcord, break me down and build me up, I wanna be the slip, slip, word upon your lip, lip, rather than you rip, rip, break me down and build me up, whatever it takes. I love the adrenaline in my veins. I do whatever it takes. Cause I love how it feels when I break the chains. Whatever it takes. Yeah, take me to the top. I'm ready for whatever it takes. Do what it takes. Hypocritical, egotistical, don't wanna be the parenthetical, hypothetical, working on to something that I'm proud of, out of the box, an epoxy to the world and the vision we've lost, I'm an apostrophe, I'm just a symbol to remind you that there's more to see, I'm just a product of the system of catastrophe. Yet a masterpiece, and yet I'm half deceased. And when I am deceased, at least I go down to the grave and die happily. I leave the body of my soul to be a part of thee. I'll do what it takes.
Hi guys, welcome back. My name is Barry and you're in the program Leet. Before I get on to breakfast, I need to do some advertising for my experiment. So I'm a PhD student doing sensory science at the food science department, and I'm running a little experiment that really desperately needs some subjects and participants. So basically, like, I will be testing to see basically appetite, like how the surrounding environment affects your appetite, and it would just be like 20 minutes. I feed you a bowl of soup. You just need to click a few buttons and that's all for 20 minutes. And I will give you also a $10 voucher. It'll be great if you guys could come along and help me out. How to contact me? 021-125-9501. That is my cell phone number. And you could find me at the Food Science Department website at AUT. So, yeah. Okay, so we'll continue on with breakfast. So why is breakfast important? So there, like I said earlier, breakfast is important according to some studies that said that apparently it benefits health. I think it does. I mean, like, but at the same time, it's just like, the thing about nutrition, when it does these different types of study, you don't really know which part is actually, like, helping you. Because, like, traditionally, I was just reading this a few days ago. Apparently, we actually did not have breakfast, and basically, it's a very recent thing. And actually, we don't even have free meals a day. That was kind of like, that's a really recent thing too. So it's just like recently that we've played more importance of breakfast than any of the other meals. So there have been different studies. It has said that breakfast is really important, and it's especially really more important for the children and the youth more than kind of the adults. Because for the children and the youth, they tend to have more energy. So basically, like, have a slice of toast, have some cereal, or have something. And then when they go to school, they have more energy, and they're more likely to graduate from secondary school and tend to be more successful to getting a job. I don't know how they've conducted the study, but I guess there's a correlation and link. And it also continues on saying that there is a direct link between healthy eating and also education. I mean, if you kind of, like, think about it, of course it's kind of like, no way. It's just like, you think, if I'm hungry going to school, of course you're not going to pay attention, you're going to lose focus, and it's just going to be painful. So, of course, like, having a little some food in the morning would be a bit more beneficial than a person that's starving and you're just doing math, doing English, or doing, like, different types of subjects at school. So I guess it's kind of like a no-brainer that breakfasts do play an important part in children. And it, of course, it's going to increase focus and make you basically have more energy to do other things. So, and also healthy eating during children. Basically, like, breakfast is kind of like a good time to promote healthy eating, because you could start introducing different food groups such as fruits, cereals. Because, like, you could basically, like, say cornflakes, the non-sugary one, so not the ones that coated with tons of sugar, some rice bubbles, and then just, like, introduce them that different fruits you could have in the morning, toast, and different types of spread. Because in the past, jam is kind of like a good way of preserving, like, different types of, like, fruit and stuff during wintertime, even though now it seems kind of useless, because, like, we could get fresh fruits and vegetables all year round, but there's some vitamin C and different types of vitamins and minerals that's inside that's really beneficial. So yeah, I will play you this short song and I'll be back in a moment.
Smiled over your shoulder. For a minute I was stone cold sober. I pulled you closer to my chest, and you asked me to stay over. I said I already told you, I think you should get some rest. I knew I loved you then, but you'd never know, 'cause I played it cool when I was scared of letting go. First in bed, I'll bring you coffee with a kiss on your head. I'll take the kids to school, wave them goodbye, and I'll thank my lucky stars for that night. When you looked over your shoulder, for a minute I'll forget that I'm older. I wanna dance with you right now. And you look beautiful as ever, and I swear that every day you'll get better. You make me feel this way somehow. I'm so in love with you, and I hope you know, darling, your love is more than worth its weight of gold. We've come
needed you most. I'm gonna love you till my lungs give out. I promise till death we part, like in our vows. So I wrote this over you. Now everybody knows that it's just you and me.
Hi guys, welcome back to Leaked. My name is Barry, and before we start on breakfast, I've got a in the previous section, I was talking about I have a little experiment. I would really like you to attend if you could hear this, and it's just a very short experiment, basically studying about appetite. I feed you a bowl of soup, you get a voucher, and it's going to take just all up 20 minutes. And if you want to contact me, my name is Barry, and my cell phone number is 021-125-9501. Cool. So we're getting on to breakfast. So like So previously I've said that there's like a lot of studies and stuff like talking about how breakfast is really beneficial, and there actually have been a really big study that was done in Canada. Basically they were just seeing like different district school districts, seeing if there's like a correlation between fed students in the morning and also like not fed students, basically seeing them if there's like a how is it beneficial to the grades? Is there any health benefits? And also seeing their behavior, attendance, attention, and achievement. I think this is kind of like obvious that having breakfast is pretty good for you. But I guess we have to like do some studies to prove that this could increase our increase good behavior, attendance, and also attention. So basically, there was a big cohort around 6,000 students at they conducted a study between 2008 and 2009, and basically they were just like seeing if these breakfast eaters are more likely or less likely to skip school, perform better and stuff. So according to this report, it said that breakfast eaters were less likely to be suspended. So breakfast eaters are 3% versus the 6%, which is basically the naughty students and got suspended. Wow, okay. And also breakfast eaters are more likely to attend school, so that's like apparently like 4.8% of people that eat breakfast are absent, and compared to 6.7% of the people that actually don't eat breakfast. I would imagine it should be a bit bigger, but I guess it's not that big, so maybe, I don't know. But yeah, so it's just like, so from this report it said that apparently students that eat breakfast are much more likely to attend school, have better behavior, and also like they have better attention and also grades. But before I get on, so the next segment, I'm going to play you this short song now, and then, but we'll talk about the different types of breakfast that's around the world.
Right now I need an escape from this gravity that holds me down. We've got to leave it a day, 'cause insanity is all around. 'Cause we're works of art, we're falling stars, we're fire waiting for a spark. Yeah, we're gonna be miles above, no one ever gonna come. It's getting harder to breathe in this atmosphere from these dizzy heights. With you closer to me, we can disappear in this endless night. 'Cause we're works of art, we're falling stars, we're fire waiting. Yeah, we're gonna
Hi guys, welcome back to Leaked. My name is Barry and we're talking about breakfast today. So in the previous two segments, we were just talking about basically how breakfasts are good for you. There's a correlation between good attendance, good behavior, and have better attention if you eat breakfast. But yeah, there's, because it's kind of like a really weird meal if you think about it, it's just like there's different breakfasts around the world. So the first one, we'll talk about the continental breakfast. I don't know, like, in my mind, for some reason, I always think continental breakfasts are, like, this really big breakfast. But it's actually, like, a very light breakfast compared to the English and also the American breakfast. So this is usually, like, a light breakfast, typically just having a coffee and also a bread roll, a baguette, or maybe, like, a croissant, and basically having just butter and jam. It's usually, compared to very lightly, compared to like the English breakfast, which is like very heavy, hash browns, baked beans and stuff, where the American is just like, there's like these steak patties and stuff. It's just, whew. So yeah, so the continental breakfast originated, originated in Britain in around the mid-19th century. And the reason why it's called the continental breakfast is because it's the continent of Europe, compared to like Britain, which is on an island. So it's basically like there's a little compare and contrast. And in where the English breakfast is, like, it's more cooked. There's baked beans, mushrooms, and also bacon, and also like it's much more like much more fatty, and it's much more oily. Where it's just like where I'm from, my family's from Hong Kong, and our breakfast is kind of like crossbred between British breakfast and also Chinese breakfast. So sometimes on Sundays we would actually go to Yum Cha, which I talked about a few weeks ago. So it's kind of like a brunch. So we would have tea and also having like these little dim sums, like little dumplings, and there's a more European-style breakfast where we eat macaroni in this, like, chicken broth. I don't know. It's like, I've never seen any other cultures that actually eat macaroni in the morning. And what else do we actually do? So sometimes we would eat some noodles, have two slices of bacon, or, like, have an egg. Usually it's with this, like, really strong milk tea. It's really insane. It's like, I remember my mum making it. So the base of it is this syrup. So it's quite a lot. It's quite sugary. I don't know if it's syrup or like several tablespoons of sugar, but it's quite a lot. And they add equivalent of four tea bags. So it's super strong, and also some evaporated milk. That milk tea is actually really delicious. But at the same time, it's like very insanely caffeinated, having tons of sugar. It's really insane. It's like, I love drinking that thing, but I could not like drink it every day because like I get really hypo after drinking that tea. And I think one of the best breakfasts I've ever ate, it must be in Hong Kong, because like their breakfast is so much variety, where I feel like it's not just oily or fatty or like plain, because like there's such a huge variety. And then I remember just having this breakfast when I was in Hong Kong, where there was just this rice roll where they mix with like peanut butter, some different types of sauces, and it's just like it's so salty and sweet at the same time that it was really savory, and it was just perfect for the morning. But of course, like nowadays there's cereal and stuff, maybe everyone have like cornflakes. Some people might have Weet-Bix. But it's like, I feel like the tradition in Hong Kong for breakfast is slowly changing, where some people just have two slices of bread, just like New Zealand. And yeah, it's just, I guess like culture is changing. But I guess I don't really know what I'm having tomorrow. Maybe just the same thing as well. Two slices of bread, some fried egg, maybe some cheese. So yeah, it's just like breakfast is one of the most important meals. And I think we should place more thought and then to spice it up, not just having the same thing for like for years and years. I mean, people have dinner like the same thing like on 2 days and they get crazy. I think we should place more thought in one of the most important meals of the day. Before I'm going to go, I'm going to just say this one more time. I have an experiment going on, and I would really love you to be there. It's basically just having a bowl of soup, click a few buttons, and it will take you like 20 minutes, and I'll give you a voucher of $10. My cell phone is 021-125-9501. Yeah, it's just like, it would be great to see you there. And I really do need your support. This is for my research, which is on satiety. Basically, we're just manipulating the environment. Nothing too crazy. Just basically like changing smells or changing the environment of the shape of the plate. But this time it will just be like something very simple. I get you to just wear a little watch, and then we're just like seeing like, would it change your rate of eating? Yeah, it's nothing too crazy. But yeah, I hope to see you soon. And my name is Barry, and I'll see you guys next week.
I found a love for me. Darling, just dive right in. Follow my lead. Found a girl, beautiful and sweet. Well, I never knew you were the someone waiting for me. 'Cause we were just kids when we fell in love, not knowing what it was. I will not give you up this time. When you say